IELTS Practice Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and you will have a chance to check your answers. The recordings will be played only once. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in your test book. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to a special answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. In this section, you will hear someone asking for information about a dance hall. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there has been an example written for you. On this occasion, only the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
Good morning. Mary Jones speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. Hello. I'd like to speak to someone about the tea dances in Freckleton Hall, please.
I'm in charge of the tea dances. What would you like to know?
Ah, good. Some friends and I were wondering if it would be possible to make a group booking for this Saturday.
The girl says she wants to make a booking for Saturday, so Saturday has been written in the gap in the example. Now we will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen to the first part of the conversation carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Yes, we do accept group bookings. How many people are in your group?
There are 6 of us altogether. That's 3 couples for the dancing. So can you tell me what packages you have on offer?
If you'd like to have a table on the dance floor and be served sandwiches and cakes with a pot of tea, then the price will be £10 per head. Unless you're students, then it's £5 per head.
I see. We're not students. So will it be £60 for the group with tea and dancing included?
That's right. Of course, you can have the option of not booking your own table and simply ordering a pot of tea when you're here, but you might not get seating.
No, we'll take a table for 6 with tea. Now, about the times.
Well, the dance usually starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. But this week it starts at 3 o'clock and goes on until 6 o'clock. Do you know where Freckleton Hall is?
Yes, it's just off Church Street, near the village square, isn't it?
That's right. Will you be coming by car?
Yes, we'll be travelling in 2 cars on the day. Is parking available?
Yes, the hall has its own car park, but there's a charge of £1 per hour for parking. It used to be £2, but we decided to lower it.
It's £3 per car for the whole evening. That's fine. Can you tell me about the social dancing? Do you have a wide variety of dances?
I think it's fair to say we include all the main dances. Waltz, foxtrot, tango, rumba. So it's a mix of both Latin and ballroom dances.
Great. That's just what we enjoy. Well, I think that covers all the information I need for Saturday.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to read questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 7 to 10.
I saw in your advertisement that you also need volunteers to help out at the dances. Could you tell me a bit more about that? I have another friend who has expressed an interest.
As you probably know, the proceeds from the tea dance go towards the local children's charity. So we always need volunteers willing to donate cakes and homemade sandwiches, and people who can come and lend a helping hand at the event.
Right. My neighbour is a dab hand at baking and would like to donate a cake to the event. She can also come and help out in the kitchen as well.
That would be very useful. We need people to help put sandwiches and cakes on plates, and we need help with washing up too.
I'm sure she'll enjoy any task you give her. I'll tell her she'll be needed on Saturday then.
Fantastic. Could you give me her name and phone number so I can contact her with details?
Yes, her name is Carol Weeks. I'll spell that for you. CAROLWEEKES.
Got that. And her phone number is?
280-318-6780. But you'll need to call her after 12 today, as I know she's not at home till then.
No problem. I'll call her after lunchtime.
Okay, great. Thanks for all your help.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye now.
That is the end of section one. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.